Without good nutrition, you can never have healthy children and healthy communities. That was the message UNICEF Executive Director Anthony Lake delivered to a group of mothers, children, and community health workers in the Western Highlands of Guatemala. Nearly half of Guatemala's children under 5 suffer from chronic malnutrition, according to the latest government survey. In rural indigenous areas like this one, in Totonicapán, the number is even higher.
Half of Guatemalan children are stunted, and probably 70% in communities like this. And that is a huge opportunity because it is not expensive to help communities help themselves and end this.
Mr. Lake first visited a community care center for children at risk of malnutrition. He said he was inspired by mothers who are now growing and feeding their children vegetables instead of just selling the vegetables as they've done in the past. In the kitchen, Mr. Lake was given a salad made with vegetables grown in a nearby field, much to the delight of the crowd.
I feel stronger already.
At his next stop, a school, students performed several dramas and dances, highlighting the importance of good nutrition. Mr. Lake talked about UNICEF's work in the area to help teach community health workers to teach children to eat vegetables and to wash their hands, as well as providing supplements and micronutrients so that children get the nourishment they need. Earlier, he explained why he was particularly happy to be here in Guatemala.
I sit behind a desk in New York.
Yo en Nueva York que trabajo detrás de un escritorio.
And I read about things.
Y leo acerca de las cosas.
But to come here and see
venir aquí a ver
all of the progress that you were making,
todo el avance que ustedes están logrando,
we are all the more honored to be able to support you in some small way.
Es algo que nos hace sentir incluso más honrados y más felices de poderlos ayudar, aunque sea de una manera mínima.
This is Thomas Naibo reporting for UNICEF Television in Totonicapán, Guatemala.